The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. And next Saturday at this point, the entire room will be set up at Martin's in Westminster. The gold and black and white tablecloths will be on the tables to honor Maryland. Maybe some red tablecloths, I can't remember. To honor Maryland and the Maryland Hunting Coalition and all of our raffles, our silent auction, our top-tier raffles, our bonus raffles, our general raffles, our door prize, everything will be set, ready to go for the big event, and that's the Maryland Hunting Coalition dinner and benefit at Martin's. Shrimp and roast beef and desserts and all the sides and fried chicken, and I mean, the whole menu is there. Now, we do need to get a head count in Monday. So if you're thinking about getting your tickets, you might want to think about that a little bit harder today and tomorrow. Tomorrow night, the early bird offer on the raffle ends. That's very simple. For $100, you can get $300 worth of raffle tickets, and that includes tickets for all the raffles, the bonus, the top tier. Not sure yet if we're going to put crossbow raffle tickets in the bonus packages, but all the raffle tickets are being printed, the admission tickets are being printed, the top tier raffle tickets are being printed, and we'll have all that, you know, ready for you when you arrive. If anybody has purchased tickets online and has not been to a benefit, let me tell you now that you will have an envelope at the front when you walk in. Your tickets will be there, and the only thing your admission tickets are good for basically is nobody's going to ask you if you're in there, but there's a thing on the side you tear off and you put in for a door prize. And again, thanks to Battery Warehouse for all the door prizes. Pretty cool. Anyway, you'll have a little package there. If you bought a table, everybody's tickets will be in there. Bidder numbers will be in there. Anybody who bought, you know, if you have a table and somebody else paid for, like, let's say the fur trappers or the bow hunters or the, you know, one of the gun clubs or whoever it might be that purchased a table, National Wild Turkey Federation, QDMA, any of them, and you haven't personally purchased bonus raffle tickets, well, neither has your club. So if you want that package deal, you need to find out if you're going and if your club paid for it. Then you need to get online and get those bonus raffle tickets. And that's the best way to buy them because there's a ton of tickets out there. So I think it's like, I can't remember, it's like 75 chances to win something in each of those bonus raffle ticket packages. So, and we don't give junk away, by the way. We don't do junk. So,
no, because I was looking at the list.
I know. Well, last year we had enough prizes and door prizes and bucket raffle items and silent auction items for somebody to either win a raffle, bid an item or something. Every 4 minutes we could give something away in a 5-hour program. That's a lot of stuff.
No, I was about to say, you don't have enough stuff.
Well, there's games, too. You know, there's what's it called, a stretch raffle, where you buy an arm length or two arm lengths of tickets, you know, and you get, however many tickets fit in two arm lengths, you know. So you want to get the tallest guy in the room to come over and buy your tickets for you, get the best chances. And then we're setting up a couple new games this year, and there's always an adult beverage raffle. We have three coolers this year. Three. We have the Yeti that was donated, okay, and a pad for the top of that Yeti from Fred's Outdoors, Fred's Sports Center down in Waldorf. Okay, so that Yeti cooler and topper is about a $700 deal, just, you know, if you were to go out and want to buy one of those packages. We have a Pelican cooler that is likely the one going to be filled with adult beverages, and you win the whole deal. And then we have that third cooler from Bay Linex or Glen Burnie, which is a truck gear cooler, 45-quart cooler, and that's a dandy one, too. That's a really nice cooler. And we may put something in that. You never know. We'll see how it all goes. We'll see how it all goes. You know, a lot of stuff. I mean, you know, like I said, four crossbows, including the Big Raven on its own drawing, a dozen guns or more, you know, and some nice guns. So, you know, we're working on it. A lot of good gear, a lot of nice folks. We're thinking about doing a dart raffle. We're thinking about trying to devise a dart raffle. You buy so many darts for so many dollars, you get so many tickets, you put them in a bucket, and we'll probably have three prizes there, including the 3D target, you know, that you throw the darts at. Probably have that, and so it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Oh, we do have, you know, you walk in the door, you don't have to wait in line. You can go over and play some cornhole for prizes while you're waiting in line, because we got that set up right in the lobby. It's pretty cool. You know, we'll have our own federal firearms dealer right there, so you can call your gun in. You don't have to wait for it. You take it with you. If you get approved on your National Instant Check System check, you can take any of the firearms with you. CVA, don't want to leave them out. CVA sent us a beautiful Optima combo package. Scope, stainless steel, synthetic stock, Optima V2 package. Really, really nice package. About $600 retail, if that's, you know, it's a nice deal. Rick's Gun and Pawn up in Conowingo gave us a youth model. I think it's an SXR, SXP something, Winchester pump action shotgun, youth shotgun. Really nice, you know, nice shotgun. I know we have a Ruger American 22 coming from Accurate Guns and Ammo, Mechanicsville. So, I mean, as you can see, we've got stuff from all across the state, because this is a statewide organization. You know, Cecil County, Harford County, Eastern Shore, Garrett, Baltimore.
Garrett?
Nothing from Garrett County. No, nothing from Garrett County. We don't hear much from Garrett County. We don't. So, is what it is. So, we got a beautiful Burris scope, 4x14. For long-range shooting, and a thing called a WeGo. I'm not sure what that is. I think it's one of those battery charger starter things from Hafer's Gunsmithing out in Hagerstown. So, you know, just I'm very pleased with all the stuff that's come in. You know, I really am.
Guaranteed that you're going to find something there that you want.
No question. No question about it. No question about it. Yep. All good stuff. And a lot of gear. I mean, Albright's Gun Shop gave us a nice insulated bag and a chamois shirt, you know, and a hat to go along with that. And those kind of things go a long way, too. And we, you know, we appreciate all that stuff. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you were listening the last hour, you'll see our advocate, our lobbyist, Mr. Bill Miles, called in and he talked about the progress of some of those bills that are important to hunters. the gun legislation, House Bill 786, and how the committee members worked very diligently to water that bill down and get rid of all the registration deadlines or guidelines and so forth that were outlined to register the long guns and so forth. So that's all good. Let's see. There's Tacklebox Tim, and the answer is yes, we are. Tim says, are you doing any silent raffles at the Bull Rush, silent auctions? I'm prepared to put together another lure box. Yes, Tim, your lure box went very well. Tim provided, I think, six, maybe eight, I can't remember, custom lures that he put together and put in a tackle box. And I think with his card and so forth, I don't know if he got any orders off of it or not. I can't, you know, guarantee that somebody will if they win something, you know, reorder. But we did really well on that box. I think we got it, if I remember, $100 for a box of lures, which is pretty darn good. So, you know. So, and then there's people that, you know, want to help and can't come, but they'll send us some contributions, some donations, and we get those and we appreciate those. And, you know, kind notes in the envelopes and so forth. Or, one fellow who can't come, Mark Southard, who has Southard Concrete in Carroll County, sent us a check to help underwrite maybe a gun or something like that, which is, yeah, I mean, you know, and so the big worldwide hunting family, the Southard brothers, and, you know, we just appreciate the fact that they're still continuing to support us even though they can't come. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see. You know, we're going to have the card raffles are fun because what you do is you get a deck of cards. And you say, or maybe two decks of cards, and you say, okay, who wants to win this $1,000 gun? The cards are $20 a piece. Well, where are you going to get the $20 chance to win a $1,000 gun? And you know you're going to sell one, maybe two decks, so your check is, I mean, your chance is one in 52 or one in 50 or one in 100. You know, let's say we sell two decks of cards, okay? That's pretty good odds, you know, for $20. So we have a bunch of those card raffles. Then we have what's called a walk-around raffle. You know, the young ladies will carry, you know, something around, say, hey, we're going to sell tickets on this. Get your tickets on this right here. Come on, you know, tickets are $10 or whatever they are. And, you know, gun, it might be a gun. It might be a bow. Who knows what it's going to be. So might even be the cooler. Might do a walk-around on the cooler, which is what I'm thinking. Put it on a wagon, run it through the tables. Hey, you know, we'll see. It'll all work out. It'll all work out. So, this is hard to believe. This is the fifth one of these we've done. Probably going to be our own fundraiser of the year this year. We did the one on the Eastern Shore last year, and that was a lot of fun. And food was great at Annie's. And, oh, you know, Annie's on Paramount Steakhouse and Seafood down there on Eastern Shore. Mike Katinas is a big hunter. We ate lunch here the other day with one of our measures from Bucks, Bears, and Stags and had a good time with him and his wife, Steve mm-hmm. Keithley, and his wife, Sonny. And Mike Katinas, the owner, came over, and he sat at our table for an hour.
Wow.
And he talked hunting. And he talked a lot of different stuff. But Mike donated a $100 gift card for Annie's, which is great, you know. So, also in Kent Island, Mr. B's Seafood, Melanie Baxter donated a gift certificate for a half bushel of crabs, steamed crabs. Just can't get them on a holiday weekend.
No.
But what's wrong with a half a bushel of steamed crabs?
I have no problem with it.
Neither do I. So, you know, you can win that, too. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, fully rigged trot line, they're going to donate. You got to understand, these people who hunt and fish love this organization because there's nobody else that's down there lobbying for hunters mm-hmm. like the Maryland Hunting Coalition. So, what do you got to say?
I'm drawing a blank right now.
You're drawing a blank.
I'm drawing a blank. You want to see it?
No, I'm good.
It's blank.
It is blank. Look at that, a blank sheet of paper. Very nice. All right. Well, let's see if we can entice a caller to call in about something they might have heard.
Well, are people...
They're fishing.
I was going to say, gearing up for fishing?
Yeah, perch are running. let's see if I can find this. Trust me, Messenger on Facebook is not my deal.
Well, they were having some problems with it the other day.
Facebook was shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Magothy River Association.
Okay.
Breaking news. This was from Captain Dawn. Yesterday, yellow perch were seen in the mood for love. Egg sacs have been seen by the Magothy River Association volunteers along sections of the Upper Magothy by Catherine Avenue. This year's spawn appears to be a... I got to open this. Here we are. There it is. Larger and more intense than last year. Volunteers will be out counting egg sacs. Each egg sac contains 20,000 baby perch. We can all help by looking for more egg sacs along all the other sections of the magazine. Report back. This is really good news for the Magothy. Did you know that the Magothy River Association has been restocking yellow perch in the Magothy and protecting their habitat since the 60s? These beautiful fish are trying to make a comeback, and with a little more help, they will. More details and pictures to follow. Learn about the health of the Magothy. Consider tomorrow night's State of the Magothy presentation, which will be held at the CALT building in the Anne Arundel Community College campus in Arnold, Room 100. And I hope that's done. That meeting's over. Sorry. But, Captain Don, thanks for the good report on the spawn. So... nice to see that. Nice to see a successful spawn that didn't get blown out and washed out in the Magothy this year. Good stuff. Emails are coming in like crazy, and I'm answering emails. And most of them are from our buddy John B. Yeah, at least, I mean, I love John, but he only sends 30 or 40 emails every Saturday. That's it.
That's it?
Nope. I can't keep them busy enough. And if anybody does want to send me an email, it's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
But if you want a faster answer, give us a call.
Good one. Boy, you picked right up on that. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'd love to hear from you.
We've got open lines.
Open lines right now. Yes, indeed. We're going to tell them about Clyde Sports Shop right now. We're going to tell them about the... about the 10-day sale. What do they call it? They call it the Ready to Rock Sale. There's a reason they call it the Ready to Rock Sale, because all rockfish trolling baits and lures are on sale. And you can get premium monofilament line for half price. Just take in your empty reel with the empty spool, and they'll fill it up for half price. Whatever the price of the line is, if it's 4 cents a yard, and that's how line's priced, you get it for two. If it's 8 cents, you get it for four. You get the idea. It starts at just a penny a yard. Pen reels are on special. The Great Trolling Reel, the Warfare 30 weight level wind, which is the standard for trolling, $89.95. Trolling combos start at $89.95 with a Pen 309, a Shakespeare 6-foot rod. And the most popular trolling combo is the Warfare 30 level wind and an Andy rod, 20 to 50 pound rod with line. And that's $139.95. Shakespeare rods and reels, Fluger rods and reels. Fluger's kind of overlooked, but Fluger makes a great fishing reel. They really do. I've got a couple of them. And so does Shakespeare. And the Ugly Stick rods, the world famous Ugly Sticks. You remember the first commercial for Ugly Sticks? It had Hulk Hogan bending this rod and almost in a circle around his head.
Yeah, and it didn't break.
It didn't break. No, the Ugly Stick. St. Croix rods are also available at Clyde Sports Shop, as are licenses, rod and reel repairs, live bait, lures, hooks, weights, fish and tackle for perch and trout and bass, and all the rockfish baits, the parachutes, the umbrellas, and the bucktails as well. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Phone 410-242-6108. Website www.clydesports.com. Two S's in the middle. And don't forget the 24-hour fishing hotline, 24/7, 247. That's the first three numbers. Wow, 410 is the first three numbers. And then 247-FISH, 247-3474, 24-hour fishing hotline. Open 7 days a week. Take all major credit cards. Clyde's Sports Shop. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. The Maryland Sportsman Show, Friday, March 22nd through Sunday, March 24th. That's next weekend at the Howard County Fairgrounds. It's just off exit 80 on I-70. The Maryland Sportsman Show, three-day event packed with over 100-plus vendors. The show opens at 2 on Friday, and hours are 10 to 4 on Saturday and Sunday. There's a waterfowl calling contest on Saturday and a cornhole contest on Sunday with seminars all weekend. The show offers a one-stop shopping experience with great values on hunting gear, fishing tackle, and clothing, plus ATVs and boats and RVs and trucks. Don't miss this opportunity to meet face-to-face with top companies, see the latest products, speak with guides, and book your next hunting adventure. Get your tickets for the Maryland Sportsman Show at the door or online at www.mdsportsmanshow.com. Anybody wants tickets, send me an email with your address or call in, and we will get you some tickets. How do you like that? That's no questions to answer. We just want to give some tickets away. And it's a week before the show. Let us know your address, and we will be more than glad to send you some tickets. Email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. What's going on?
Well, I thought I'd give you a call. It's a very informative call by Bill this morning.
Oh, extremely. Yeah, I mean, the guy stays on top of stuff. There's no question.
I hope the listeners realize what an ass in he is that we have with the Allen Hunt Coalition.
No question. He is an asset. Absolutely right. And I'm glad you completed the whole word.
Yes. And you're not so bad yourself.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hey, I'm looking forward to the banquet next week.
We're looking forward to seeing you, man. We're looking forward to raising some money for the physically challenged bow hunters of America. We got that.
I'm interested to see how that goes.
Yeah, so am I. So am I.
Something out of my personal collection.
I know that. And we put up a sign last week. I think you saw a picture of it. And we asked the bow hunters if we could sell our stickers there to benefit physically challenged bow hunters. You know, stickers are hard to sell at $5. I mean, you know, it just says bucks, bears, and stags. But our mission is to support some of the nonprofit organizations,
and we appreciate it.
Yeah, and so we got a few bucks coming your way. So,
I thought I'd give you a call and just to check in with you.
Well, good. And folks, you can meet the world famous Chuck Spoor, president of the Physically Challenged Bowhunters of America, and frequent studio guest here at the Coalition Dinner and Benefit in Westminster. So, I see you're watching the stuff on Facebook as we put it on there, all the different stuff. So,
right,
a lot
of
stuff.
I plan on winning some more this year.
Yes, I hope you do. I hope you do.
Yeah. Last year I won the two rifles, and I'm looking at adding to my grandson's collection.
Well, there's plenty of guns. Give her a shot. So,
because I'm giving it right, transferring it right away to him. So before
October 1st when the law goes into effect.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I got it. Chuck. You're a funny guy. So, all right, buddy. Anything else?
No, just wanted to check in today, and I'll see you if I don't call next week. I'll see you at the at the banquet.
Indeed, indeed. And we did chat with Fran. She's been feeling a little under the weather. She's getting some treatment, so she's planning on being there.
You're going to need any help on Friday?
Maybe.
Oh, I'm half a person, so I just let me know.
All right, I will do that. Yep, we've got a pretty good crew coming up, but if you'd like to show up, I'm sure we can find something for you to do.
There's nothing else to get an inside look at all the stuff early.
Yeah, you could do that, too. Yeah, sure.
I know what to go after the next day.
That's right. That's right.
I know how much cash to bring in, too, for the raffle.
No, you don't. There's a lot of stuff, man. Yeah. No, it's going to be a good time. No question.
Always it.
All right, man. Thanks, Chuck.
Talk to you later.
Bye. See you. Bye-bye.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Soon be dragging the line for Rockfish, no question about that. That's Tommy James and the Shondells, I think. I'm pretty sure. Saw them in concert with a girl. Didn't see much of the concert. I was a teenager, you know, one of those. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we're awaiting your call if you'd like to do that. Let's see. Martin, thank you, Martin, for the email. We got tickets on your way. All right. Hey, look who's on the line. Good morning. This is Alan Ellis. Is this Delegate Lauren Arakin?
It is, yes. Hi, Alan. Good morning.
Did I say your name correctly?
You did.
Very nice. Thank you so much for your work on House Bill 786. And getting that bill basically gutted on your committee.
Yeah, we worked hard, us Republicans on the judiciary.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. Now, what district do you represent, Delegate Arakin?
So I represent half of Harford County and half of Baltimore County in District 7.
District 7, okay. Good. Mm-hmm. Good, very good. And where do you call home?
I live in Jarrettsville.
Jarrettsville.
I have a small farm. Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah. Beautiful place.
I just came through there yesterday or day before. Day before, I guess. I I was up that way talking to some of my customers and some of our donors to the Maryland Hunting Coalition. So tell me about this bill. I mean, we tried to share a little bit on the air, but it's hard to condense a 16-page bill down into just figuring out what it is in a few sentences.
I know it's complicated. So at this point, basically, they're trying to make sure that you, when you're doing private sales, that, you know, between two parties, you get a NICS check, which is what I do when I go to the gun shop and buy a long gun. They already do a NICS check on me.
Correct.
And they do it on everybody.
Yep.
But when I sell my own firearm to you, we don't have to do that right now.
Right, right, right.
So, I mean, the bill before was horrible. It was a gun registry. It was everything scary and horrible in the world. But at this point,
yes, it was fingerprinting registry. Can't loan your gun to somebody to go hunting or for any reason. Somebody wants to inherit a gun. I'm sorry, you got to go. Both of you have to go.
Utter lunacy. And it's coming.
Thank you for saying that.
Who don't understand gun culture. And gun culture is not scary, but it's part of people's heritage. It's part of the way we live our lives, and they don't understand there's nothing scary about it. And they live in the suburbs, and they live in the city, and to them, guns are scary, and just looking at a gun scares them, triggers them, if you will. It triggers them.
Oh, it triggers them.
When they see a picture of one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, some of it we're going to have to make a public campaign on educating these people on why these are inanimate objects are not scary.
Well, let's say this is my gun, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There it's laying it on the table. Nothing scary about it. It's not dangerous. It's not going off. You know, it's just a tool to do a job, just like that stapler that I use to imitate the gun. That's what
exactly.
It's for. You know,
I mean,
a stapler can hurt you. A stapler can hurt you if you point it at yourself and pull the trigger.
Absolutely. I mean, and in Maryland, I mean, long guns specifically, they are so rarely used in crimes. We have 475 murders, I think, last year. Of that, 8 times was a long gun used.
That's right.
Hands and feet were used 11 times.
Exactly.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hammers, knives.
Oh, yeah.
Baseball bats, pipe wrenches, pieces of wood, stones. You know, the first murder wasn't committed with a gun, was it?
Oh, my God.
It was a rock. So.
That's right. Yeah, no. So, but at this point, there are some exclusions that we're working on still. The bill's going to be on second reader today because Delegate Nick Kipke held it over for a day.
Right.
So we're working with Delegate Atterbury, who's the sponsor. I'm hoping that she'll take our amendments friendly. It's just to make sure that the hunting exclusions are properly crafted so that transporting, walking to your blind, you know, wherever you're going.
Right.
Making sure that you can get to and from places and there's no gray area. Or, for example, the way it's written right now, if you purchase the wrong hunting license or you forgot to purchase your hunting license, you know, you could potentially, if you get caught and you have your weapon on you, be looking at up to 5 years and $10,000.
Yeah,
so
this,
I just have
this,
to make sure.
Yeah, this is,
that
a, this is the kind of overreach that... you know, somebody does this, and I understand that a lot of this was crafted through the Bloomberg organization that wants to basically disarm America. Mayor
right.
Bloomberg, and
yeah,
and he has some, you know, willing cohorts in Congress in Washington, and you know, around the country, people who want, and around the world actually, who want to disarm us as citizens, as free citizens.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, we are the country that cannot be invaded because we have 500 million firearms in this country.
Correct.
That is the only reason we have not experienced what other countries, tons of other countries, have experienced, where people come in and take over, or sometimes their own military comes in and takes over.
Exactly. Exactly.
We
right.
don't have that because we are the military.
We are the military. You know that's
I mean?
Right.
Yeah, we are the militia. So, yes. Yeah, and it's very abstract for a lot of people living in the suburbs to understand that concept and for people living in the city to understand that concept. Although I think some people in Baltimore City are waking up. I actually have
well, whatever they're doing in whatever they're doing in Baltimore City yeah. ain't working.
I know exactly.
Yeah, yeah it yeah. just
somebody,
ain't some, working.
Somebody came up to me and said, "Well, I didn't used to really care for the Second Amendment, but now that I see what's going on in Baltimore, I really kind of see the purpose of the Second Amendment now."
Exactly.
Said, yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah. 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 But they can't go to a firing range there, yeah. so they can't even get their H2L unless you know they've got access to a car.
That's
there
right.
are no bus routes to take
That's
you to.
Right.
So it's very discriminatory, and people don't even realize, you know, when you add all these fees and all these restrictions, you're pricing people out of self-preservation. And
That's
out of
correct.
Money.
That's correct.
So, and I've made that comment to many, many people on the opposite side, and I do think there will be a few Democrats that will vote against 786, because even if we craft the exclusionary language for hunters, for hunting clubs that we're working on right now today.
Right.
I will still not vote for this bill because I do not believe we need to regulate these weapons any more than they already are.
Correct.
They're not a threat.
Correct. Wow. You're my new hero, Delegate.
Thank you.
You are my new hero. Yeah. You know, it's interesting we talk about the city and so forth. I was reading with very much interest about Black Guns Matter. Have you heard of this organization?
Yes, he's very cool.
He's a cool guy, yeah. And basically he tells folks, you know, that the hunting community doesn't reach, obviously. Look, this is the Second Amendment. It's what it's about. And you can fight back against crime in the city if you understand your rights under the Second Amendment. And people are like, wow, I didn't know this. I had no idea. What? Yeah. And it's amazing. It's a very simple message. And, whatever gets the message out, that's for sure. So.
Yeah, I'm very, very pleased that people in our Black communities are waking up to the importance of the Second Amendment. And I see it more and more all the time. I mean, I see minority friends of mine more and more saying, hey, Lauren, I think I'm thinking about getting my HQL. I'm like, you should do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want you to be armed. I want you to be armed.
Yep, exactly
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
A well-armed society is truly a polite society.
Exactly. A lot of people say, well, that's why we have 911. And my answer to that is, yes, you call 911 to come and investigate the crime scene after it already happens.
That's exactly right.
Rather than
wish they could get there. I mean, our boys out in Harford County would race in so quick. But we've had these workplace shootings, and my husband years ago was involved in an armed robbery. He was a victim, and afterwards he kept thinking, if they had thought one person in our business had a weapon, they would have never come in.
That's correct.
And that's what he walked away with. I
see this bill's under such great debate, and then but on the other side of the coin, it looks like the bill for Hopkins to have their own police force is also moving in a positive direction.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the only issue is that on the Judiciary Committee, just from talking with people casually, I think it will be a very, very hard sell.
No question. No question.
I just think, and also it's got like a $30 million fiscal note. So to make everybody happy who didn't want this in the city, they threw $30 million of goodies in there for all the social people in Baltimore City.
Right.
And, as a conservative, that is a lot of money.
Well, wasn't the fiscal note on 786 and Senate Bill 737, wasn't that also incredibly high? The cost of the state police and so forth.
Yeah, originally it was going to be absolutely massive because they were going to set up this whole registry system. It would require employees and computer system software and things like that.
You mean the shell collection debacle that didn't work?
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I was shocked they actually got rid of that, because putting their names on a bill that got rid of something is really kind of rare.
Exactly.
Incredible. So, yeah.
Quick story. If you got a second.
Yeah.
I worked at a gun shop, maybe in your district in Essex. I'm not sure if that's part of your district or not.
I just outside.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm pretty sure it's Senator Sahling's district. But I worked at this gun shop and sold a firearm just as that law was passed. And one of the state police officers who was assigned to collect shell casings came in and said, "Hi, I'm Officer so-and-so, Corporal, Colonel, Sergeant, whatever he was. I don't remember, and I'm sorry I don't." He said, "I'm the guy that's going to collect the shell casings," because the manufacturers at that time weren't supplying them. So the state police had to physically go to the gun shops, collect the guns that were sold as new, take them to a firing range, collect the shell casing, and then, you know, put it in a little envelope and register it and do the whole thing. So I said, "Great." We get to Continental Arms here in Timonium, and he fires a gun. Happened to be a 9mm. I can't remember the model or whatever. He collected the shell, and he said, "Congratulations, this is the first one we've ever collected." And I was there. I got to witness that. And
wow.
Now there's hundreds of thousands of them. Like, I don't know what they're going to do with them. I guess they could, you know, probably... recycle the brass.
Pay
somebody's salary.
Yeah. I mean, that's so, just a joke. Well, this is like classic Annapolis.
Oh, right? I know.
They write a bill. They don't bother funding it properly.
Right.
They don't actually want to make people safer. That's the thing that bothers me. These gun laws, even like the ghost gun bill that they passed this year, 740, that is not making anybody safer.
Nope.
Who is committing crimes with a plastic gun with 20% parts that's printed on a printer?
Nobody.
No one.
Nobody.
No one is doing that.
Nobody.
I don't even own one of those machines. I don't know anybody who does.
Nope.
That's not true.
And they're expensive. Industry has them.
The NSA, and it's in the NSA compound.
Right.
So that, I know one person. So,
Got it.
It's just lunacy. You know, it's lunacy. They just want to get their names in the paper. They want people to feel like they're doing something. And this is completely funded by Bloomberg, in my opinion. It has to be, because they have some of the highest paid lobbyists in Annapolis working for them. And, you know,
that doesn't surprise
gun side, we don't have that. I mean, we've got an NRA rep, obviously, but we don't hire third party.
On the hunting side of it, of course, we've got Bill Miles, and I know you know Bill. So
I mean, there are a lot of awesome, very intelligent men and women that come down,
yep.
And it was a very interesting hearing, and we worked hard to make sure that we got a lot of different people from different parts of the state to come in,
yep.
And talk about their experiences, and I mean it was powerful, I think, and I'm hopeful that this may be the end of the pain for this cycle, but. I don't trust anything.
No, we never do.
Never underestimate.
Well, you know, the antique gun bill's come back for a third year. You know, hasn't passed third or fourth year. It hasn't passed before. I don't see it passing, you know, again. So they just keep trying to wear you down. And, you know, when the turnover in an election year is 30% in the General Assembly, you know, the same type of people go back and go, "Well, maybe we can get some new people signed up." And, you know, that's kind of what happened on this bill. I think Bill was on earlier. He was on the 5 o'clock hour. I think he said there's 45 or so sponsors on this bill. Which is insane.
And
so
it's all these new freshmen. They're just so far left. I mean, there was a vote yesterday or the day before on the floor, and the speaker runs a tight ship. I mean,
mm-hmm.
People know how they're supposed to vote.
Sure.
And I saw almost 20 of them break ranks and vote against one of his bills. It wasn't sponsored by him, but a bill that he had blessed. And I thought, oh my goodness!
Yeah, that's the ticket to a short career,
right?
Annapolis.
Well, that's how it. Yeah, for sure in Annapolis.
Yeah.
I mean, when I talk with the freshmen from the other side, they're like, "Oh no, I have to vote for that bill." I'm like, "What do you mean have to?" Like, "Oh, doesn't your leadership tell you what to vote for?" I'm like, "Absolutely not."
No, You know,
they tell us to vote our conscience and vote the way our district wants to be.
What our districts want. That's the way a lawmaker should act. No question about that. You are beholden to the people that put you in power. No question. So.
Yeah.
So many forget.
Hopefully, in 4 years, we can change the tide back the other way. Because we had somebody stand up on the floor and declare themselves a socialist last week. So.
Hey, good to hear.
Woo!
Good to hear. Boy, I'm excited. Yeah, it sounds like a Spartacus moment, huh?
But, it was like hearing a 27-year-old who's probably never worked a day in their lives stand up and talk about how great socialism is.
Jeez. Oh, my gosh. Delegate Lauren Arakin. Thank you so much for calling in today. We're coming up on a break here, and any final words to the hunting community and gun owners out here in our listening audience?
I would just say stay strong, stay in touch, keep pressure on both on the House side and the Senate side. Nothing's moved yet on the Senate side, so we still have some hope.
Yep.
So just keep the pressure on. Don't give up hope. We're fighting for you.
We know it. Thank you, Delegate Lauren Arakin, District 7, Baltimore and Harford counties, our new hero in the General Assembly. Thank you so much for all your hard work and all the folks of like mind in your committee that got this bill gutted. And, you know, at the end of the day, we'll see what happens. We hope you kill the whole thing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Delegate. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take a break and tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. They're ready to rock sale. It ends tomorrow, so this will be the final notice you'll get to make sure you get in there and see all the deals. And there were a lot of people in there the other day looking at all the deals, all the rods and reels on sale, the ugly sticks, were on sale, all the trolling tackle for rockfish, the trolling combos from $89.95, the pen reels on special, including the Warfare 30 level wind, which is great for trolling and other fishing applications for $89.95. And a lot of people were getting line wound on their spools. You take your empty spool in, they'll put fresh, brand new, premium monofilament line on there for half price. Monofilament, starting at just 1 cent per yard. All rockfish trolling baits and lures are on sale. Rockfish bucktails, umbrellas, parachutes, and all that. Fishing tackle for perch, trout, and bass is available. Live bait, fishing licenses, rod and reel repairs. All of that available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway exit number 9. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 is Clyde Sports Shop, 24-hour fishing hotline, 410-247-3474.
Much cooler air in here for us over the weekend. Mixed clouds and sunshine for us here today, and quite a bit cooler than we were yesterday. Still rather breezy at times as we head through the day today with gusty west to northwest winds. Highs today only in the low part of the 50s. Starlit skies for us here tonight, cold 32. Less wind as we head through the day Sunday. Mostly sunny tomorrow, again cool. Highs right around 50 degrees. Partly cloudy for both Monday and Tuesday with highs both days upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Hey, the Maryland Sportsman Show is coming on Friday, March 22nd through Sunday, March 24th at the Howard County Fairgrounds, and that's just off exit 80 on I-70. The Maryland Sportsman Show, it's a three-day event packed with over 100 vendors. Show opens at 2 on Friday, and hours are 10 to 4 Saturday and Sunday. There's a waterfowl calling contest on Saturday, cornhole contest on Sunday with seminars all weekend long. This show offers a one-stop shopping experience with great values on hunting gear, fishing tackle, and clothing, plus ATVs, boats, RVs, and trucks. Don't miss this opportunity to meet face-to-face with top companies. See the latest products, speak with guides, and book your next hunting adventure. I know a couple taxidermists that are going to be there, too. Get your tickets for the Maryland Sportsman Show at the door or online at mdsportsmanshow.com. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number 1, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Catonsville
Evansville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410,
W&W
Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learned more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunked, well, hell, I still had a good day. 'Cause if I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch the Bible go float away.
All right, put the line in the water and watch the bobber go floating away. Let's talk to Claude in Arbutus. Morning, Claude.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
So that gun bill didn't pass. That's good to hear.
Well, we didn't say that. We said it was amended. It was gutted, and we never know till the end what's going to happen. Okay. Because the Senate Bill 737 is still active. But the House bill has been gutted of all, pretty much all the bad stuff. The only thing that's pretty much been saved is the, what they call the secondary background check. Which means if you want to sell me your gun that you already purchased from a dealer, we got to go into the dealer and do a background check on the buyer.
Well, I wouldn't have a problem with that part of it. You know what I mean?
A lot of people don't.
But, here's the other thing. The, John Hopkins Police Force, I don't know why people are objecting to that. Because they'd be out there to protect the students.
Because the fiscal note on it is $30 million. So we'll see.
Yeah, hey, but John Hopkins was going to pay for their own police force.
Hey,
so it wouldn't cost us nothing, you know what I mean?
Claude, I get it. I get it, buddy. I get it.
But, so, you know, it is what it is.
It's Baltimore City.
You got it.
See you, man. Thank you.